am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of...
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Thursday, March 21st, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride as we chronologue the burning of Rome. And we sit rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. It's interesting, isn't it? The Spengler's Faustian decline of the West, the Faustian winter. It seems to be happening. But you know what? The interesting thing about it, I think, is that we are culpable. That's the hard reality. Have we done all we can do? You know, I've posited in recent months and years, you know, have I done all that I can do? Glenn in Philly responded, have I done anything? And I would say that's a noteworthy point of correction or clarification. Absolutely. Have I done anything? Have I done all that I can do? And I think there's, you know, not that we will avert catastrophe. I think this is headed where it's headed, but it doesn't mean that we should sit idly by, per se. So, I think we've done a good job of sounding the alarm on this network, for sure, and sort of the unsung heroes of doing that over the years. And in any case, here we are. Things are deteriorating. There's an effort to, you know, make sure that we know how bad things are and to propagandize us, and tell us just how bad they are, or, you know, that they're worse, obviously. In any case, even if the fat lady's warming up or headed on stage, it's not over yet, so there are things we can do. The most powerful thing we can do on earth, I firmly believe, is pray. I think that's the most powerful thing we can do. And so in that respect, I am going to begin today's broadcast. I've been remiss lately, not doing that out of the gates, but A little bit slow to do that. So we will begin with that today. The Lord's Prayer and the full armor of God, Matthew 6 and Ephesians 6, respectively. I think not to... I feel like there's a warning out there right now for, 15 years or so. I've been thinking, somewhere around 2006, I was reading Amos, and I read Amos 8, 11, and 12, and I thought, wow, that sounds like, I think it was around 2006, 2004, 5, 6, somewhere around there. I just remember thinking, wow, that sounds like, I feel like that's where we're headed, if not there. And we're definitely en route right now. I think within the next 10 years, this is in view. But Amos 8, 11, and 12 in the NASB 95 reads, "Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea, from the north, even to the east. They will go to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, but they will not find it." I think that's terrifying, personally. This is the standard. This is... this is the thing that keeps us properly oriented. Without it, we spiral off into oblivion in simulacra and simulation sort of fashion. Jean Baudrillard, we just keep getting further and further from reality. And right now we're encouraged to do that. So grab a copy of the Bible as soon as you can. And start reading. That's my admonition. Anyway, the Lord's Prayer and the full armor. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, please help us to put on the full armor of God. Help us to gird our loins about truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Help us to take up the shield of faith, put on the helmet of salvation, take up the sword of the Spirit, and pray at all times in the Spirit. I pray that no weapon formed against the righteous shall prosper, that all who walk in error would come to know the truth in Christ, reveal our hypocrisy and double-mindedness. I pray unrepentant evildoers be brought swiftly to justice, wickedness be brought swiftly to an end, righteousness be restored in the land, and that poisonous trees and their offshoots like brands and agencies, etc., conceived in malice would collapse under the weight of their own evil. In Jesus' name I pray it. Amen. I firmly believe that this is the most powerful thing we can do. I've had conversations over the years with friends. One dear friend in particular a few years ago called me and said, when Jesus said, "I'm going, but it's good that I go. I'm going to send the helper, and greater works than these shall you do." He said, I feel like we're missing something. There's sort of a dereliction of duty with the greater things. And there are few people that have had this conversation who generally agree, not in woo-woo, what's it called? The human potential movement kind of stuff, not in that fashion, not in humanistic sort of fashion, but just inviting the Holy Spirit into circumstances and lives and things, situations. It's fascinating to me. As you look, you step back and look, you don't have to be a Christian to notice this. Step back and look how seldom this happens. It never happens. fascinating. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But I find it fascinating. And I watched a what was that called? Video from International House of Prayer, IHOP KC. Qualities of a Leader, Kurt Fuller, who I think, you know, some I think rightfully suspect is the continuation of the 1st Earth Battalion. You know, Jim Channon is gone. Who knows where, you know, I don't know what, you know. I know what the Bible says. It is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. So he had his views. Anyway, Channon is gone, but guys like Fuller are still here. Guys like Mike Flynn are still here. So anyway, it was interesting, you know, the whole controversy at IHOP KC centering around Mike Bickle. I feel like it's more of a handoff to Kurt Fuller, and it's a more virulent strain of evil. And he sounds like he might as well be talking to the 1st Earth Battalion. Qualities of a Leader. Sounds like Jim Channon could give the speech. But the thing that really struck me, two things. One, not a single verse, not a single biblical reference. Qualities of a leader. Not a single biblical reference. A leader from the Bible, you know, this is what Moses would do. This is what David would do. None of that. And no prayer. From Kurt Fuller. I think that's very, the absence is telling. It's a deep dark rabbit hole. I could probably do a broadcast just throwing out some, you know, heads of conversation with links to Wikipedia that you could dive down. Maybe I should do that on this. Things that people don't know, you know, speaking of the meta, I've been saying for a while, so this year's war into last year, I think last year I said, you know, it's all about meta, the meta distinction, who's in charge, who decides. Talk is cheap. Watch their feet. And it's just interesting to see things like that, you know, the transition at IHOP KC. From Bickle to Fuller. Bickle is diddling for, you know, personal reasons that sound exactly like what we read in 2 Peter chapter 2, by the way. False teachers and their evil conduct. There's always sensuality around. Isn't that interesting? And I've talked about this recently. 2 Peter 2:14, having eyes full of adultery that never cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, having a heart trained in greed, accursed children, forsaking the right way, they have gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. How many of the, you know, it's so interesting. How many of the people with the mega church, how many of them do it for free? How many of them do it like Paul did? He said, you know, you can, in Aaronic or Levitical sort of fashion, you know, like Aaron or the Levites, you can make your living, you know, you can, it's perfectly legitimate to get your living or your subsistence from tending to the flock. But he said, I have not done that so that they can't say, oh, yeah, sure. No, he does that so that, you know, because, I mean, look, he's flying around in a plane. He doesn't have to. He did whatever he could do wherever he went, you know, so that the gospel would remain unspoiled. And no one could say, well, he's just doing it to make money. He's just preaching to make money. So how many of them do it for free? Not necessarily an indication, but if you have, you know, a James McDonald situation or a, I don't know, Joel Osteen or a, you know, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, Creflo Dollar, you know, name any number of charlatans with holdings that would make their, you know, probably make some, you know, sports figure blush. Are they taking advantage of the congregation? Is that the, you know, the sin of Balaam? And there's, you know, there's usually the sensuality that you read about on the periphery. Greed and sensuality. So anyway, that's the outgoing guy, but then there's the new incoming guy. And if you listen to what he says and you understand the First Earth Battalion stuff, since there's no scriptural reference, no, not a verse, not a reference to, you know, David or Moses or anybody, no prayer, it could be, you know, it sounds like Mike Flynn offering Elizabeth Clare Prophet's words as a prayer. Sounds the same. But do people have ears to hear? Who's in charge? Who decides? It's interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Maybe I'll give some I think this is a huge concern. There is, you know, the syncretic impetus is at work. These things are being merged. The ecumenical movement is pulling everything in, just like you read, if you've read The Externalization of the Hierarchy, merging these things, you know, recruiting these new world servers from the public school system in particular, but really the broader education system, the Masonic lodges, and the churches. It's happening. It's fascinating to watch and see how that's working out right out in plain sight. Who's in charge? Who decides? I mentioned we played the National Intel Report archive last night was from March 24, 2018, and I was on for a bit with John Stadmiller. I mentioned Richard Sakwa in his book Frontline Ukraine, Crisis in the Borderlands, which is prophetic, published back in 2016, I believe. He wrote, NATO exists to manage the threats created by its existence. And he has a piece more recently over at the University of Kent titled The End of Endism. Maybe we'll talk about that for a hot minute. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun.
Welcome back. Probably not the best moment for an extended musical interlude, but it's too good at this moment not to. I misspoke. It wasn't the 24th. It was 2018, March 28th. National Intel report that I mentioned that. And I was referring to, I was or alluding to, I suppose, what happened the Saturday before. Anyway, how was the equinox? Speaking of the first Earth stuff and all that crazy nonsense, did you know? You know, it's a short trip to Lima. It's a short trip from the first Earthers to the OTO, the Lima, Aleister Crowley, and all that kind of stuff. There was, air quotes, the Equinox Occult Journal, and this was the official periodical of the that crazy magical organization, AA or whatever, founded by Aleister Crowley. Sister organization of the Ordo Templi Orientis. There was the Equinox, then there was the New Equinox. And, you know, these guys are very concerned about that kind of stuff in this brave new age of Aquarius. I wonder if I should run through some bullet points on this kind of stuff. Maybe. It's also interesting. It's also interesting that this is like the tip of the spear for total war. It's a short trip from these guys, you know, JFC Fuller collaborated with B.H. Liddell Hart. And, you know, when you start diving down that rabbit hole from Fuller to Hart, you arrive very quickly at Clausewitz, because some say that Hart is sort of the continuation of Clausewitz. And, you know, the idea of total war, the center of gravity, those kinds of terms start to emerge. Joint Chiefs are obviously very interested in that kind of terminology and those concepts. And Jim Channon said that top military brass were still reaching out to him long after he left the military, so... Anyway, interesting stuff. And, you know, it's, I think, particularly provocative when you start looking at some of the quotes from these guys. You know, Hart famously observed, not of one period, but of its whole course, points to the fact that in all decisive campaigns, the dislocation of the enemy's psychological and physical balance has been the vital prelude to his overthrow. That's funny, because that feels like what's happening in America, has been for decades, doesn't it? Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So speaking of this this war stuff, so Liddell Hart observed, as I said, not of one period, but of its whole course. points to the fact that in all decisive campaigns, the dislocation of the enemy's psychological and physical balance has been the vital prelude to his overthrow. Clausewitz, we could add here, observed that war is the realm of uncertainty. Speaking of the fog of war, Clausewitz wrote, "War is the realm of uncertainty. Three-quarters of the factors on which action in war is based are wrapped in a fog of greater or lesser uncertainty. A sensitive and discriminating judgment is called for, a skilled intelligence to scent out the truth." And this reminds me of a variety of things, not the least of which Hebrews chapter 5. Talking about Melchizedek, the author of Hebrews says, "Concerning him, we have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food." Uh-oh. It's a regressive situation. Little babies in retrograde. "For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. A sensitive and discriminating judgment is called for," as Clausewitz put it, "a skilled intelligence to scent out the truth." And I think, obviously, Hebrews 5:14 says solid food is for the mature, but who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. There's practice, but there's also, I think, you know, you can't go wrong appealing to the God of heaven by way of the Holy Spirit and our intercessor and high priest, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one and only. So there's some food for thought on that. A sensitive and discriminating judgment is called for, a skilled intelligence to scent out the truth. So says the author of War, basically, on War, 1832, Clausewitz. Finally, the little thing that I would perhaps, the other nugget that I would add to this is you know, if you go to the Fog of War Wikipedia entry, actually, it's interesting. That quote that I just read from Clausewitz is there, but also this little ditty from Mark Milley, who testified before Congress the other day. And like I said yesterday, I mean, I feel like we should play that scene from A Few Good Men, that little excerpt at the end there. That we, you know, the broader excerpt of the clip that we play, you want, you know, "I want the truth. You can't handle the truth." And that whole exchange. Because maybe it's just me, but that's how Millie and McKenzie came across. I mentioned yesterday their signatures during yesterday's broadcast. And this is just sort of an anecdotal observation, I realize, perhaps. But, you know, if you read The Witness, Truth, and Testimony, the dates on both McKenzie and Millie's, you know, Witness, Truth, and Testimony, the dates are, and McKenzie's signature, to me, screams disdain. Like I said yesterday, it's just a big middle finger. You know, who are you to question what we do? And so, you know, we probably should play that scene. That whole Colonel Jessup. You know, my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. Well, that's what he thinks anyway. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't want it, you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me there. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone to a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. That old deal. And then what comes after that? I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom I provide, then questions the manner in which I provide it. I'd prefer you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't care what you think you're entitled to. That's a lot of blustering, a lot of grandstanding. It's posturing for effect. But, you know, if you read the Witness and Truth testimony, this is just a little anecdotal observation, but if you read the date on the Witness and Truth, the Witness, Truth, and Testimony of McKenzie and Millie from yesterday, or from the testimony on the 19th, an assessment of the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan by America's generals. Like I said yesterday, this is a reason not to send our sons and daughters, not to frown on military service these days. We're not defending anything. Are you anti-military? No, not per se. You know, why do you hate the troops? I don't hate the troops. I think that people get beguiled into things, which is evidenced by the suicide epidemic. Dr. Martin Seligman, the Mr. Learned Helplessness and Mr. Learned whatever the opposite thing is that he's trying to peddle, he's a human potential movement guy. Might call him a first earther, basically. Crazy people. So, you know, it's a lab for the Martin Seligmans of the world to experiment on people. And, you know, it sounds, the higher up you go and the more compartmentalized and the more screening and shady, you know, we will, you know, need to know kind of stuff, the more it just sounds like the old Jesuit order to me. We just want loyalty. We want to know all the dirt on you so that in case something happens and you get out of line, we can, you know, basically you're suborned. And if you are compromised, we'll burn you. It's the same old stuff. If you read that, the Kubark update, educing information, that's what you come away with, I think. Educing information, interrogation, science and art, foundations for the future, Intelligence Science Board, Phase 1 Report. 2006, December 2006, National Defense Intelligence College. They spell it out. It's the same old thing. If you have eyes to see while you're reading and you're familiar with the jargon and the players, the actors that are named, then you realize it's the same old game. So anyway, in that Fog of War Wikipedia entry, it quotes Milley. The entry quotes Milley. The fog of war has been decreasing as intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, ISR or ISTAR, these things keep morphing. You know, ISTAR is actually intelligence, surveillance, target acquisition, and reconnaissance. But, you know, ISR in this case, technology is improving. So the fog of war has been decreasing. You know, if we... It's total information awareness equals full spectrum dominance. That's all it is in simple terms. You know, it's the Jesuit grand dream. We need to know everything. And, you know, if we can know it in advance, if we have, you know, remote viewing capabilities, then even better. It's ridiculous. Anyway, that's where guys like Jordy Rose come in, I think, you know. Quantum computing, so we can see all the parallel universe and all the choices and when zero equals one and vice versa. Mark Milley stated, so let me back up. The fog of war has been decreasing as intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance technology is improving. In 2016, Chief of Staff of the United States Army General Mark A. Milley stated that, quote, on the future battlefield, if you stay in one place longer than 2 or 3 hours, you will be dead. With enemy drones and sensors constantly on the hunt for targets, there won't even be time for 4 hours unbroken sleep. So that's 2016. That's an excerpt from an article titled Miserable, Disobedient, and Victorious, General Milley's Future U.S. Soldier. This is the, you know, I mean, the First Earth Battalion deal is the, you know, super soldier, warrior, monk, you know, all that kind of stuff. The guy that's impervious, his center of gravity is never moved, but he's able to disrupt everyone else. You know, these guys studied Aikido early on. And I think, you know, honestly, I think that's what the backwards flag represents. It's not backwards, it's assaulting. Why do we need to go around assaulting? We're defending while we're assaulting. You're not defending and assaulting at the same time. Come on. If it's, you know, defending and it's moving forward, then put it on the left shoulder. What's wrong with the left shoulder? Get it off the right. I think that's what that's really all about. Back in the day, those guys studied yoga and Aikido. Yoga is obviously an Eastern discipline, definitely not Christian. There are religious undertones, in some cases overtones, of a mystical variety. And Aikido is the dynamic art, really, Morihei Ueshiba's dynamic art of redirecting your opponent's energy to your center, diffusing their attack by redirecting their energy to your center and diffusing it there, basically in simple terms. It's sort of a crude analysis. And so that's kind of what, you know, all of this special forces stuff represents, you know, up and up and up the food chain, up to the tier one stuff and above. And the, you know, the correlation to the fog of war and the center of gravity in a military and a combat context, you know, how can you be impervious to this kind of thing and diffuse threats within your own center of gravity, so to speak? That would be the combination of Aikido and these concepts. And that's what these guys were studying back in the 70s. So, miserable, disobedient, victorious, General Milley's future U.S. soldier, the super soldier that is impervious to, and, you know, you want to make that in other people. And so in comes the other concept of the ROC, the resistance operating concept. How can you create this kind of super soldier and then have that super soldier go out, win hearts and minds, train the general populace how to do the same or be the same? Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Ready to race to you. This is
These days are ours.
segment of the first hour already of today's broadcast. You know, I'm not down on the military. I am definitely not fond of the leadership. I think that, you know, Howard's in on patriotism here. We probably should play that. There needs to be a distinction. What do we mean? You know, what would be, I mean, Patrick Clausen, we put Howard Zinn together with Patrick Clausen, you know, what would be best for U.S. interests? Well, who decides what that means? Maybe we should do that. We'll play those two together in the next hour, in the second hour. Howard Zinn on patriotism, you know, listen to Patrick Clausen, which, by the way, was a clip that we played in that 2018 National Intel Report episode, 2018, March 28, and I alluded to what happened last Saturday. That's what I said, you know, what happened last Saturday. I think I said it a couple of times. What happened last Saturday, by the way? What was that? Well, that was the whatever they call it. It's not Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. It's Stoneman Douglas High School. Why do I have to do that? The march, you know, the march across the United States. And we talked about David Hogg a little bit, demanding, you know, the march was supposed to be demanding gun control. It's not gun control. It's gun confiscation from everyone. Because you know what? We're tired of talking about it. We need you to surrender your arms so that we can, this grand plan can move forward. I keep talking about Genesis 11 and the great unfinished work. Did you know, speaking of the Thelemites, there is the concept of the great work. You can, a couple of Wikipedia entries, if you're not familiar, that you can dive down the rabbit hole a little bit on this. There is the Thelema entry. Three. There's there's a Thelema entry, the great work of Thelema. What is it? It's back to Genesis 11, which is back to Genesis 6. It's part of the human potential movement. It's all that stuff. Man, it's Genesis 3:5. Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. But really, it's Genesis 11 back to Genesis 6. That's why you find all of this weird stuff that correlates to the Bible, but not exactly. It's Hermetic Kabbalah and all this kind of anti-biblical stuff. Anyway, there are three entries. I'll mention those in the second hour when we come back, and we'll probably play those clips that I mentioned if we can. Stick around. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.